The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got a game one tonight. A lot of other stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday.
If only were Wednesday, we could call it a wireless Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, no, because then we'd have wireless.
Or we could say, what are the odds
that we don't have wireless?
The Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Percent 1,000. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776.
You're going to have to go complain to people about this, Fred.
Well,
because
if I
complain about this, you know what?
You're a diva.
Yeah, that's what the mood around the office will be like. Oh, AJ's acting like him. Mariah Carey again because he wants internet or air conditioning. He's got to have all these luxuries to do his job. But you can, like, because you're management, you go on the management retreats, you can go in and say, hey, it'd be really helpful to the program if we could have wireless internet.
Well, I would tell you, you could reach us on the Blitz Facebook page, but
you can't reach us on any. You have to call.
And I would say Twitter at Fred Fowler, nope. At AJ Israel, at Jon Snow. Nope.
Look at
text line. Nope.
We have this giant desk that is, I mean, it's massive. Somewhere inside the bowels of this desk, couldn't they put some hardwired internet and just let us? I'll plug in. I don't care. But it'd be nice to have consistent internet. Did Joel and Barry just do the show internet free?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, they're lucky. No one listens to their show. There's no pressure on them. Fred and I have pressure because we have an audience. It's very difficult.
Well,
I only say that because I know Joel's listening.
Yeah, I know. He'll be mad. He'll be like, AJ's always busting my balls. And he'll take it personally. He doesn't realize that you really are just busting his balls.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It happens. Go back to the original Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's working now?
Yeah, it's working. Great. Yeah, we're good. We got bad advice from John to go to that
other one. That's what I was told.
Well, you were told wrong. Yeah. None of those other things you were told work.
But the old thing, it works.
Yeah, it works.
So we're back. All right, so you can hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And you can text the show at 713-780-3776. Happy World Series Day. You excited?
I actually am pretty excited. I've got plans to go watch the game and imbibe with a couple of my buddies. And
that sounds like fun. Glad you can do that. I will be...
Where are you going to watch?
I'll be at home. Pumping the inning by inning thing.
You know me. I'm always I always like to watch at home.
Yeah.
But I had a buddy who was like, hey, you want to go out and watch game one? And I was like, you know what? It might be fun to go out and get out amongst the people just one time.
Yeah, one game out of seven. What the hell?
And
Or six when the Astros win in six.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hey Merchant, which, as you know, is one of my favorite spots to go, where when the Astros lead, they have half price off all Houston beers. I like that. I like half off beers.
I would kind of like to go to, I'd like to go back to Fuego's because when the Astros score a run,
it's right.
Yeah.
So any place like that is good.
Yeah. See, they do that.
Hopefully it's 1-0, top of the first.
Yeah. I'll be 3-0.
Astros, we can get this party started.
Astros are going to pounce on them tonight.
You think so?
Well, I hope so.
You think so?
I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
Now, I have to be home to do the... We're doing inning by inning on SportsMap, Houston.SportsMap.com. So if you're stuck at work and you can't get out and you just want to keep up, Chris Campisi will give you an inning by inning update, and then there'll be a story at the end and hopefully a column for me. But I'll be watching with my daughter who's staying with me. And
it's a family thing. I like that.
Yeah, we actually with me for a couple days. We had a lot of fun yesterday. We went out and.
Does she like baseball? Does she care?
She likes sports. She's not like her brother who doesn't like any sport.
Right.
But yeah, she's into it. She was at some kind of retreat with this group she's on Saturday night, and she made them all watch the game.
Okay.
So she's into it, so we're going to watch the game, and we watched some football last night, and she watched Rick and Morty for the first time and loved it. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we had some... Yeah, but I did have to deal with something that most of our listeners have to deal with every day, which is dropping her off at school in the morning. That's a pain in the ass. I'm not going to lie. Bel Air, forget it. I mean, that place is just... It was impossible to get out of there.
So what'd you have to do? You had to, like, go through
I dropped her off a block...
Like a carpool line?
Well, I dropped her off a block away because the line was, like...
Plus, no one would see you.
Well, that too, yeah.
Right.
Everybody see me there. You know, I'm not supposed to be within 500 feet of a school.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not allowed to drive too close to the school.
But, but we had a really good time and had dinner with our buddy Shannon last night, and those two hit it off really well. So
nice.
And so tonight's going to be a nice, quiet, watch some baseball while I work. And, you know, she texts her friends constantly, which is
there
what teenagers do.
You want to hear tonight's lineup?
I would love to hear tonight's
batting lineup. First and playing center field, George Springer.
Jorge.
Batting second and playing third base, my new best friend, Al Bregman.
Okay. I have a funny story to tell you off air about him, by the way.
Off air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not one we can share with the people.
Okay. Batting third, second baseman, Jose Altuve. Batting fourth, shortstop, Correa. Fifth, first baseman, Gurriel. Sixth, McCann. Seventh, Marwin Gonzalez.
Your leading RBI guy is batting seventh.
Yep, batting seventh, playing left field. Reddick batting eighth, playing right. And then Keuchel batting ninth, towing the mound.
My first thought was, oh, I would have Reddick batting ninth. It's like, oh, yeah, I forget Keuchel's got
that. But who's better hitter, ALCS Reddick or Dallas Keuchel? Who would...
I'm going to go.
Who do you
it's
trust?
Pretty close.
Who do you trust?
Yeah. Was it not Joe... Tony La Russa would have batted him eighth. He would have batted him eighth.
I don't like that, though.
No, that was always weird.
What do you do if, like, if Reddick, let's say Reddick goes 0 for 4, do you give Maben or Fisher a start in right field?
I would.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. I don't know that those guys are.
And honestly, tonight, with a lefty on the mound?
This might have been the night to do it.
I might have just said, okay, yeah. Hey, we're going to let you get your mind right. You don't need to see Clayton Kershaw anyway. Let's get somebody else some swings and then put him back out there game two. But
the Astros send seven guys to the plate. He might not see Clayton Kershaw.
That is true.
Actually, I think Kershaw would, even if he was getting rocked, they wouldn't pull him after seven batters. So he's going to see Clayton Kershaw tonight. But I just have a good feeling about the Astros tonight and tomorrow.
Well, you think they're going to sweep this thing, huh?
No, I don't think they're going to sweep it at all. But I think I like both matchups. I think Keuchel's going to pitch really well tonight. And I think they'll get to Hill tomorrow. The bullpen's going to blow one of them. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they're going to win both games because I think they're going to play really well and the starting pitching is going to be very good. But with Keuchel and Verlander, you should go 2-0, right?
I mean,
theoretically.
Theoretically, but I don't think so, because theoretically, the best pitcher in this series plays for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, so I know, like, Keuchel and Verlander are good. But
I know, but I'm just telling you, I think Keuchel is going to come out and pitch like a fiend tonight, and they're only going to need a couple runs, and they'll get those, and then the bullpen will blow it. But that's... Yeah. I'm very positive today. I don't know why.
You
I'm
are.
In a positive
That's
mood.
Okay.
Well, I've got great beer in front of me. That's what
that helps. Yeah. By the way, thanks to our man Gustavo over at Sierra Nevada,
yeah,
who brought by some brew for us.
Appreciate
and
that.
I got like a variety pack, and you got mostly Narwhal, which is their Imperial Stout, because he knows that you are you live in a box of beer and you don't like to go outside that box.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it's fine.
It's not like I'm going to have a stout. I'll have Guinness. No, I like unique stouts and porters. That's pretty much it.
Well, there you go.
And that's what this is. I like this one. I've had this one before. This is a good beer. I haven't had 2017.
So thank you to Gustavo and to Sierra Nevada for making that happen.
Yeah, thank you both very much. Yeah.
And, but yeah, and Rich Hill's good, man. Rich Hill's very good. And it's not, I mean, he's not unhittable, but.
No, but I like the fact that they've seen him before.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that helps. I mean, he's with a better team, and we see this a lot. Guy gets with a better team, he becomes a better pitcher because he's got he gets bolder. Verlander has been better than he was with the Tigers for a lot of reasons. I mean, you know you've got a team around you that can score some runs, and you hit the strike zone better.
Yeah.
You attack more. And, you know, plus you get a little better defense behind you. All those things help. So, yeah, I think ideally you get a split, but we'll see. You have to split, I think, to have any chance in this series.
I think you have to split. It's pretty important that you split. I don't know that it's a must, as we saw. You know, if you don't, you're obviously going to have to win every home game and then win another one late. But for this series to be competitive, I think that would be ideal. And I think that with Rich Hill and to a lesser extent, Alex Wood and Yu Darvish. I mean, most of these guys the Astros have seen quite a bit. Yu Darvish, they've seen a ton of.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's, to me, that's an advantage.
Yeah.
Because, these teams are really close. I think the Dodgers are the better team. I've said this, but I don't think they're so much better that the Astros can't win this if a few things go their way. And it just comes down to who plays better in the series. And if the Astros bats show up, the way they're capable of, the way they played at home in games 1 and 2 against the Red Sox, and frankly 6 and 7 against the Yankees, those bats show up, they're in this series.
But the Rich Hill that you knew from, you know, the mid 2000s when he was with the Cubs, this is a different player now.
Oh yeah,
and it's the Rich Hill you saw in Oakland last year was very good. And the Rich Hill that's been here with the Dodgers the last year and a half is outstanding. So he's a different player now, and he's really, you know, he's, 36, 37 years old, and he's really found something in his game that's made him a it could be, I don't know. But, that's an interesting thing to me, too, is that they're gonna throw two lefties to start the series. And I guess just see how the Astros respond to that.
Well, that's the thing. If I were the Dodgers, I'd do the same thing.
And Alex Wood's a left. There's a lot of left-handed pitching in this line or in this rotation,
and that's an advantage for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
because all those guys can pitch.
Yep.
But I still think this is going to come down to the bullpen, and I think the Dodgers have the better bullpen. But the Yankees had the better bullpen, and the Astros got to them a little bit. So we'll see.
Yeah, the Dodgers. What they do have is they've got starters that are not going to play in this series or are not going to start games in this series would start game three for the Astros probably. Brandon McCarthy would start game three for the Astros. Am I wrong?
Probably not. But the thing is, that doesn't help you.
Right.
It only helps you. The only way that helps you is if one of your guys gets rocked early.
Right.
And you can bring that guy in.
I'm just saying they're using those guys, Kenta Maeda and Brandon McCarthy, are going to come out of the bullpen, and they've got guys who would be starting for most teams. That's going to be their long relief. Now,
Maeda's been terrific in relief, by the way.
Yeah, and the Astros have that same thing with Brad Peacock to an extent. And that's another thing of note, that the Dodgers left Curtis Granderson off their World Series roster, so they could add... McCarthy got added, and their third catcher, Kyle Farmer, got dropped. So, Granderson, Farmer removed, McCarthy and Corey Seager added.
Yeah, I like that. I'd say that's a net plus.
I would say it's a net plus, too,
depending
for sure.
On what Seager you see, but I'm assuming he's healthy enough to make an impact.
Yeah.
Keith says, beer plus good weather plus Astros in the World Series equals good mood.
Yeah,
pretty much. This weather's amazing. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, a lot more on that and a lot more on other stuff, man. There's a ton of things going on in the world.
Sports and stuff.
Yeah. So Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, if you want to get in on the action tonight, you know where to go. MyBookie, industry-leading website. They hook you up for all your betting needs. Great odds, fast payouts, decades of expertise. You can bet with confidence. And the cool thing is, doesn't matter what your sport is. Hockey, baseball, football, doesn't matter. They got you covered. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I want you to try out MyBookie. I trust them. I've been doing business with them for a long time now. Very happy with them. But check them out for yourself. In-game live betting, a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino. You want to play blackjack, roll the dice, and craps. Hey, by the way, great horse book for those of you who like to get out on the ponies. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. So just log on and use promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You pay, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, take some phone calls. Our buddy Russian Michael brought his sword in. It's pretty badass.
I told Jong he needs to take a picture with it and make it his Twitter avatar.
Well, that's a definitely go on. There should be some commentary on the next podcast about that, Jong. He doesn't have his headphones on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That was kind of a rhetorical question.
No. It was kind of my way of involving you in the conversation. I was just trying to do that. So I failed miserably. That's okay. It happens. Man, I think my new favorite story is this whole ESPN Barstool thing.
It's a very strange deal. It's like, I don't know. And I've always worried about this in my career. Like, and even when I came here. And luckily I knew Dave. But this happened to me at Clear Channel. I'd been doing my show a certain way. And it was, to be honest, it was a way that eventually got me fired from my first radio job. I was pushing the envelope a bit.
Yeah.
It happens. Fortunately, I got hired the next day by Clear Channel. And when I got there and started doing my show, they were like, whoa, you can't do this. Like, what are you doing? And I mean, I said, did you guys not hear my show before you hired me? Was it just like somebody said, hey, you guys should hire him? And you went for it. Usually, I don't know that the execs at ESPN even listened to this podcast before they bought it. And then they're like trying to distance themselves from it after one episode. It's very odd. Yeah.
This is the problem. I think they did this to try to change their image. For one thing, to bring in a new audience. Because hey, that podcast is huge.
It is.
They do a great job with that, and they're thinking, okay, we're going to bring in a new audience. And it also kind of gets away from the whole image, and fairly so, that they're politically correct and left-leaning. So, okay, let's bring in this. And to pull it after one episode, I mean, that just shows incompetence. That's like when Tony Levine fired his offensive coordinator after one game. You just, what the hell were you thinking? And now it just makes it look worse. And I don't know if you saw Jen Sturger and all the stuff she came out with about her interview with ESPN. And all these, you know, they're pulling up all these tweets from these people who said similar things, including Sam Ponder.
Right.
It's just a bad look again. And frankly, I mean, you're going to be, I think you're really getting closer and closer to complete irrelevance. And I think maybe they need to take a look at who's running that thing.
I would say so.
But, you know, it's...
Maybe they need to hire us.
Well, but...
We'll fix it, Fred.
Let's be honest. Let's say... I'll throw a pull one out of the air here. Let's say Channel 26 here wanted to have a sports show, and they asked us to do it. They brought us on. And then after one episode, they said, what the hell did we do? Well, that would be pretty stupid, wouldn't it? I mean, obviously, they know what we do, and that's why they wanted us. And then you get there and you get backlash.
Yeah.
Which they would. Believe me. Any TV station that tried to put us on would get backlash, mainly because nobody wants to see how we look. That's why we do radio. But I just think it's so silly. And it looks like you gave in. And basically there was an uprising at ESPN from all their employees.
Right.
And I guess it's because, oh, well, this is, we don't want this thing on here. The podcast is really popular. We want to do a show, blah, blah, blah. Just go back to sideline reporting and do what you do best, people.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. I think it's a terrible look. And, you know, I just wish if you're going to go down this path, go down the path. Don't take one step on the path and go, oh, I'm not going down there. It's dark down there.
Right.
There might be spiders and snakes and alligators. And angry small children with automatic weapons. I mean, don't just take one step. Say, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to stick with it because we know we're going to get a backlash.
Their president, Barstool's president, David Portnoy's, he had an emergency press conference. You want a little bit of that?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I actually get why ESPN canceled the show. The executives there were put in a box. Sam Ponder, I'm not even really mad about her tweet. That was a grudge move. We attacked her. She waited for 3 years to drop revenge on our heads the night before. She got the show canceled. From what we heard, there was a mini uprising. When I say mini, I guess like 95% of ESPN employees actually like Barstool. And there's a small minority either for real reasons, they want their own show. Shout out Sarah Spain. Whatever the case may be. There are people who didn't like the show. And with anything we do with Barstool, the silent, the vocal minority stamps their feet, goes loud, loud, loud. This is exactly why Barstool Sports has to exist. Because we're in the few places where we don't let agendas dictate what we do. Like 3 years ago, I guess I called Sam Ponder a word that in hindsight I wish I took back so this didn't happen. But I don't take back the rift. I don't take back any of it because that's how we act. For 15 years, people who follow this company know let PC America get the best of us. And we'll continue to do that. That's why ESPN had to turn to us. Why? Because we're authentic and issues like this don't happen. They got pushed around. Anybody who thinks the ESPN executives want to cancel this show are nuts. They're a Walt Disney company. They got to cater to what all the complaints and the few say. We do not. We will not. This is not a first controversy.
Interesting. I just kind of feel like they deal with a lot of the same crap we do.
Well, that...
It's on a higher level. Yeah, much higher level.
Barstool seems like a site that we... I mean, I visit it all the time for show prep, but those are the type of guys that I think we'd get along with.
Oh, God, yeah. And... They were at the Mayweather fight. They were right around the corner from us the whole time. And, you know, I imagine that they'd be people we could get drunk with and have fun with.
Yeah. It's always a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just, I'm disappointed in ESPN for caving on this one. Because it's a bad
disappointing,
look.
But not surprised.
It's not surprising, but don't.
Now, I am surprised they pulled the plug that quickly.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you're getting.
It's like it was like who's the team that hired Art Briles in Canada?
Oh yeah, the Hamilton, the Ticats.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Well, we didn't know this was going to piss people off. Maybe we should have we shouldn't do this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a great example because that was the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this guy could help us out. He seems like a pretty good coach. And then it's like, oh, boy, we're getting a lot of backlash for this. Maybe not worth it. Let's get out of this. We want nothing to do with this guy.
281 said they should have just talked about LeVar Ball every damn day because that's what ESPN wants on air. Hmm. And 936 says, I follow Barstool on Instagram. Definitely not a fit for ESPN. Never should have happened. Well, that's my point. Either never should have happened, or once you do it, you stick with it.
Yeah.
You give it a chance. There's a reason people love that podcast. 281 says, I've listened to the Blitz for so many years, I wouldn't watch you guys on TV. Those faces, scary.
That's fine.
Well, I know. That's fine. We get that.
That's fine. I'm sure you're so handsome, dude.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's why... Now, with the black hat and the sunglasses covering my face, I could do TV.
It's better.
Yeah.
But then you look like a weirdo if you're on TV, like in a studio wearing a hat and glasses.
But if I put makeup on and everything like these TV guys do, I'm only partially hideous.
Yeah.
I'm not full hideous. But like today, I'm a little hideous because I've been up since 4:30. And by, when I'm up that long, it's kind of like the pictures from the sports map party. I look like I was 70 years old. I'm like, even my daughter's like, dude, you look so terrible. And I'm like, thanks. Appreciate that. But I mean, I was completely stressed out. You could tell. And today I've been up since 4:30 and they needed to take a picture of us. I'm like, man, I mean, not now. But, when I'm rested and stuff, I'm only partially disgusting.
There you go.
Yeah, but I could, TV, you can do tricks on TV.
There are ways.
And I found that out working with Brandon on the videos. There's little, there's little things they can do to make you look less hideous.
Yeah, I don't know them, but I'm sure you do.
Huh.
You've probably figured them out. I didn't do makeup when I went on with Jerome the other day.
Oh, really?
I said,
yeah.
I want myself out here in all my natural glory.
Well, I'll give you a little, just a little insight here. They can do stuff with light, especially when we're recording videos, which we're going to do a lot of. They can do stuff with lighting. They can go in and Photoshop, basically.
Okay.
They can make you look much better.
I want to do any video I do for Sports Map. I want to be wearing a full, like a mascot head. Like that's going to be my gimmick.
We could tear the head off of Bangy the Sex Bear.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's already halfway off.
Yeah, somebody slit his throat.
It's a good idea.
But then real professionals, like Robin Carlin did a video for us today, and... She doesn't need all those tricks. She just gets on there and...
Robin Carlin's slightly better looking than me, Fred.
A little bit better than... Yeah, well, me too. I mean, slightly.
She's a lot better looking than you.
Well, yeah.
She's slightly better looking than me.
I don't know if I'd go there with a slightly.
All right, guys. Guess what? The World Series, it's here. It's here in Houston, and you want to cheer on the Astros, but you want to do it properly. You don't want to do it with some bootleg gear. You want to show your spirit by wearing what the pros wear on the field. New era. The official on-field cap of Major League Baseball, and it's what the players are wearing this postseason. So hurry into your local Lids store today and get your World Series cap with the limited edition postseason side patch to add to your collection. These caps are only available while supplies last, so you need to jump on them quickly. That's new era caps at Lids. Go get your Astros World Series hats today and wear what the pros wear. New era caps at Lids.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And John just told us that Michael Rappaport will be joining us in the 6 o'clock hour.
Rappaport's delight.
And he does a lot with Barstool. So
we'll ask him about that. Although, you know what? I have to say, he's one of those guys, no matter what he's done since, I'll always see him as Dick Ritchie in True Romance.
Really?
Yeah.
I always see him as Remy in Higher Learning.
Okay.
And that's why I was really excited that Michael Rappaport and Ice Cube were both at the Mayweather-McGregor thing at the media tent. So I got to take a picture of both of them, and it was like, oh, it's Higher Learning, which is one of my favorite movies. And they were both there at the same time. But yeah, I'm excited to talk to him. He's got a new book coming out today.
Yeah, and he does stuff for the Pardon My Take podcast. And so, 4:35. And how deep are you into your beer? Just out of curiosity, I want to see how much it took.
No, not very much, just like the neck.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you're just, basically just the neck. All right, so it took the neck to get him one burp at 4:35. So apparently the...
I also ate a smoked pork chop for lunch.
Well, then 4:35 is way over.
But I ate a late lunch. I ate it like... What time did I get here, John? Like 2 something?
Yeah, something like that. 2:30-ish?
Yeah.
I've been here all day.
What are you doing, map stuff?
A little bit of everything. I had... yeah, we had a sports map meeting this morning, and then I had a meeting with about my novel and some other stuff. That was the only, that's coming very soon. And then I had to come back for another meeting, and then I had to do my show with RJ Bell, which I have to say, if you get a chance to listen, you won't listen tonight because you're going to be listening to the game or watching the game. But tonight's show is one of the most...
It's the best show ever.
Well, it's one of the most in-depth shows that we've done. I think we talked about the games for 2 minutes. We talked about a lot of the things you and I talked about on our audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a lot of detail about bankroll management and dealing with losing streaks, because I'm dealing with a losing streak right now. And when do you self-evaluate? When do you look at what you're doing? And I think it's going to be one of the most useful things for anybody who gambles to listen to. So check out the podcast if you don't get a chance to listen tonight. And, or if you're watching the game, you know, flip over there. It'll be on 94.1 and on SB Nation Online. And it's so funny because when I do shows with RJ, they're very similar. You know, I might go in with a plan, and then it just goes off in whatever direction it goes off in. It's very much like our show. And today, we both were coming off really bad weekends, and so we got into a lot of the whys and how you deal with it. And it's one of those things that I'm going to go back and listen to and many times because I think it's very useful information. It may not be the best show we've done, but if you're a hardcore gambler, there's more information in that show than anything we've done.
Okay.
So.
You like working with him more than me, don't you?
No, that's not true.
You can tell the truth. It's okay.
No, I mean, I enjoy.
He's more famous than me. You think he's smarter than me. And
well, he thinks he's smarter than everybody.
You like him more.
No, I do like him. I don't like him more.
Okay.
It's just different because a lot of times we can get into, like you and I will do deep dive gambling a lot. I mean, but it's fun doing it with RJ because he and I don't always agree, just like you and he don't always agree.
Right.
And I think you and I, gambling-wise, see things very similarly most times. So it's fun for me to be able to get into it with him a little bit on some things. And because I do have a different approach. And a lot of my gambling style came from horses and poker.
Right.
And so that's sort of, you know, I look at a lot of things like that. And it's fun to do that show, but... I wouldn't trade that show for this show.
Okay. I mean, just let me know if you want to.
No, it's one day a week, man. Okay. It's 1 hour a week.
I feel like you're slowly trying to distance yourself from me.
No, not really. Not really. I'm sitting here trying to beg you to write stuff for sports, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's distancing. Well,
similar, but then that's writing where you don't have to talk to me.
That's true.
Yeah, I know your plans.
Maybe I need to.
I know your plans.
I have to go to my therapist and ask about this. It's like, so am I starting to want to change partners here on the radio show? So, well, tell me about your mother.
Yes.
Well, I don't think she has anything to do with the show. No, but that has everything to do with everything. No, it really doesn't. I'm not going to make fun of therapy. I'm not going to get therapy, but I'm not going to make fun of it.
Right.
Joshua asked thoughts on Eagles and Wentz last night. Boy, you know, I'm going to just...
I've got a bold statement.
Okay. Bold it.
Carson Wentz is the best quarterback under 25 in the NFL. And as much as I love Marcus Mariota, and you know I'm a big fan of his, Jameis Winston is improving. Dak Prescott's very good. Deshaun Watson's very good. I would take Carson Wentz over all of those guys.
As of today, yeah. I don't think it'd be hard to argue that. Now, all of those guys are getting better and better and improving.
So is Carson
Wentz.
But
Wentz is improving. You know what I thought of last night? And it's funny because... Our buddy Holly's a huge Eagles fan, and she was all excited. And I was just, you know what? All I could think about was, how stupid does Cleveland look passing on both Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson?
They can't get it right.
I mean, my goodness. And I don't mind. If you don't think the guy's going to be this, that's okay. And maybe if he goes to Cleveland, he's not. But a smaller school, okay, I get it. I get why you weren't into it. Watson... All right, maybe you didn't think it was going to translate. Fine. You're going to keep stockpiling picks so you can go after Sam Darnold, who doesn't look like he wants to come out this year, and by the way, has regressed significantly. All right, fine.
Well, if that's the case, he shouldn't come out this year.
Well, no. And but you do all that, and you see what Wentz is doing. You see what Watson's doing. I mean, this kid looks poised. And that run last night, that was as good as...
Like, he was tackled.
He was done.
Yeah, I'm impressed with him. And listen, I'm not going to... I can sit here and make fun of the Browns all day. I didn't think Carson Wentz would be as good as he is.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. When I saw him, I thought, okay, this guy has the size I like. He's got a great arm. Does he have the instincts that it's going to take? And it was hard to tell. And I
am always cautious of that, especially with quarterbacks, that level of competition. And if, you know, when you're playing at North Dakota State, and that's...
No, you just don't know.
You're not seeing, you know, Alabama defenses day in and day out, and it's just hard to tell how it's going to translate. But, and by the way, look what Josh Allen's doing right now. Everyone was so high on Josh Allen coming in this year. You talk about Sam Darnold regressing.
Both those guys.
Josh Allen went from being not just like a... this is a guy who was a potential high pick to being like, oh, maybe he want to slow down. Like, he looks like a bad player this year all of a sudden. So it's very difficult to tell. And, you know, when Carson Wentz went number one overall, I said, I didn't blame them. I said, I probably wouldn't have gone that way. I would have looked somewhere else just because
I'm always of the opinion if you need a quarterback, yeah, just kind of what the Texans did. Even if it doesn't work out, if you're going up to get a guy that you think can be your guy, you do it. And if it doesn't work this year, you do it again next year, and you do it again.
I didn't go number one. I was thinking of Jared Goff.
No, Jared Goff went number one, but I said I did
like Carson Wentz more than I like Jared Goff, but I didn't feel like Jared Goff was the guy that with that pick I'd be willing to hitch my wagon to. And by the way, the Eagles traded up to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, man, it just seems like, the Rams traded up to get Goff. So,
right.
He's also looking better than I thought he would look too. I'm no genius when it comes to picking out quarterbacks. Trust me. But I just said, I don't know if there was a quarterback in that draft that I would have used a first round pick on. And everyone was like, well, Paxton Lynch, this. And I was like, none of those guys are the guy that if I'm a GM, I'm saying, yeah. I'll gamble my career on Carson Wentz or Jared Goff or Paxton Lynch. I couldn't see it. But, man, I see it.
Here's what I'll say to that, okay? Because I'm wrong on a lot of these guys, too. If you were saying all along going into this year, oh, well, Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen.
I still love Sam Darnold. Well, he's got to cut down the picks, but I love everything about him.
Let me finish. I will trade up for that guy because you see something in him.
Yeah.
Obviously, they saw something in Carson Wentz.
Yes.
The Texans saw something in Deshaun Watson. The Rams saw something in Jared Goff. And if they turn out to be right, then they made the right moves. Because once you have a quarterback, you don't have to worry about all this other stuff. You can fill in the blanks. And that's why I'm always about... If you don't have one, I would take three in 1 year if I had to. The Redskins did it right when they took Griffin and Cousins, and everybody ripped them. And I said, no, you know what? One of them might turn out to be a player. If you don't have a quarterback, you keep getting them until you get one. And if you think you can find the guy, if you think Deshaun Watson is a guy for you, trade up and get him. They did. Yeah. You think Carson Wentz is a guy, trade up, you get him, and they did. And Jared Goff, if you think he's your guy, do it. And now, did I think Jared Goff was going to be that good? No. Wentz, I didn't know. I didn't know enough about him. I saw him. He looked good, but against lesser competition.
Well, honestly, the truth is, and, you know, I have an egg on my face for this, but this is 2 years in a row now where there wasn't a quarterback in the draft that I said, oh, yeah, I would take that guy number one overall, or really even that I would have wanted to, you know, jump to invest a first-round pick in. And with Wentz clearly, Watson pretty clearly, Goff pretty clearly, I was wrong.
Well, I don't know about Goff yet. He's looked good. I'm not ready to anoint him yet.
Well, we've seen as much good out of Goff as we have out of Watson. We just haven't seen the bad. You know, we saw a year of bad with Goff. And he's got a new coach and clearly looks like a new guy. And I don't know if he'll ever amount to be worth a number one overall pick or worth a first rounder. But if he gives us 5 years of what he looks like right now, you're probably happy with that. You know, I mean, is he a Super Bowl level guy? I mean, it's way too early to tell.
It's
too early to say that with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but what all these guys have to develop is consistency. Because, yes, they can. Blake Bortles can go out and throw for 330 yards 1 week and then five picks the next. And that's what I want to start seeing out of guys like Jared Goff. And what we're starting to see out of Carson Wentz is consistency. Week in and week out. And that's what you're looking for, because those are the guys that become your star quarterbacks. Even those guys, even Aaron Rodgers is going to have a bad game every now and then, but he's not going to have five.
Right. What Carson Wentz reminded me of last night is he reminded me of two guys. One was Cam Newton, and just the way he was taking hits in the pocket and bouncing off of them and still keeping his eyes downfield, not just like looking to tuck it and run, still looking to make a play. And he reminds me of healthy Andrew Luck. And if you can get healthy Andrew Luck
mixed with
Cam Newton without all the crybaby mental weakness stuff that Cam Newton brings, you got yourself a hell of a player.
And I don't know enough about him personality-wise to know how he holds up as this. Because that's one thing. The more famous Newton got, the more pressure came out.
Was on him.
Right. And we don't know how that's going to happen with him. We don't know how this is going to happen with Watson or Winston or Mariota or any of these guys, because they haven't gotten to that spotlight yet.
But I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this, though. He's in a market where he's going to be more heavily scrutinized than Cam Newton or Andrew
Luck.
Oh,
God, yes. Yeah.
And that's a
tough, tough market.
It's a tough town to play in.
But if you're good, they'll love you.
And yes. And I thought it was cool last night when they show, and you normally the stuff that they do with Gruden, like the piece together packages they do with him are tacky, but I thought it was cool to see Donovan McNabb and Randall Cunningham and then Carson Wentz and just these three quarterbacks that all have kind of a lot in common. Like, they're very mobile guys, but they're not what you would consider running quarterbacks. Like, they weren't scared to stay in the pocket and throw the ball, but they could move around. And I did not buy Carson Wentz, but man, he looks really good to me right now. And that's it. I mean, Carson Wentz was my favorite quarterback in that draft.
But that didn't mean
you. But I said I wouldn't take a quarterback in the first round of that draft. And I think I was wrong.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Every once in a while I'm wrong.
I don't know that I would have taken either of those guys 1-2. I think where Paxton Lynch went was right about where I thought he should go. But, you know, and I think this year, I've said all along, Watson was my favorite quarterback in that draft. We'll see how that plays out. But I think if you have your quarterback, if those two teams have their quarterbacks, Cleveland's really dumb. That's my point. They're just dumb.
Well, they did get...
They got some good players. Lots of extra picks.
They've gotten some good hauls from this. I mean, it's not like they're...
But if you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter.
You're right. So they got to figure something out and find a way to turn those picks into something that's going to actually mean something. But they've got, you know, they got another second round pick coming from Philly next year too, on top of what they got this year from them. So I don't want to say that they're dumb, but you're right. If you don't have a quarterback, all the trading around and the moving parts and all that, it doesn't really amount to much. And, you know,
And I wouldn't mind the...
And by the way, thank God the Browns made that trade with Philly, because that's the pick that they traded to the Texans.
Yeah.
If they don't make that deal, they probably... And their only pick was their own pick, then maybe they take a quarterback in the first round and they don't ever have that pick to trade. So,
all right, we're way over for a break.
It all works out in the end. All right, I got to think about Allied Outdoor Solutions. You want to spend more time outdoors, but you don't have a good-looking outdoor space? Allied Outdoor Solutions can help you out with Carvestone Overlay. They can renovate your faded pool deck or grayed-out patio or outdated driveway. Carvestone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty that can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. It's not worth it. Get a Carvestone Overlay. That way you'll have the look and feel of real stone, and you'll have money in your pocket. Get that from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or you can give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And we're back. All right, I'm not reading this word for word, just so you know.
You want me to read it?
I'm not going to say we. You're not going to say we either.
We.
One more series until...
We are the champions.
Okay.
Is Juggalo Trey here still?
Let me go check.
We'll talk about his tattoo.
All right, one more series until we're the champs. Do you want to go to a game? We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister station's number, 94.1 FM, on your car or truck window and go about your normal day. Then we'll send the secret window counter around town, and once they get to the 94th car with 94.1 FM on their window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright, and we think orange would be a nice touch. Courtesy of the all-new Sports Map 94.1 FM.
We're kind of like Ellen for sports radio.
Yeah.
You see, Ellen came over to U of H to give away some tickets.
Yeah. Ellen didn't show up, apparently.
Oh, it was just her crew?
It was like a scavenger hunt, but Ellen wasn't there. There was people all angry about it.
Well, I remember Fred Flowers and the Cleveland's going in the right direction. I like what they're doing. I like their draft this year. Yeah.
Cleveland?
Yeah. I like that they got Myles Garrett, and I like that they got extra picks. But
DeShone Kizer doesn't look good.
No. Now, I did not like DeShone Kizer. I said that at the time. I would not have taken him. I think there were other quarterbacks that if you're going to invest a second-round pick, that's the direction I would have gone. But, it's not working out. And, at some point, you got to take a quarterback. And it looks like they let two really good ones go by.
And two of them that they traded out of the spot where they could have taken those guys to get them.
Yeah, now if they wind up getting Josh Rosen, I'll be okay with that.
Well, if Josh Rosen's any good.
I think he will be. I think he's in, well, I don't know if anybody's going to be good in Cleveland, but
that's the problem. And I don't, what are they going to do? I mean, they just spent a second-round pick on Kizer. Are they just going to flush him down the toilet after 1 year and say, well
I would. I'm telling you, I'd draft one every year, and if they suck, goodbye.
if at some point, though, you got to build the rest of your team.
Well, that's what they got all those extra picks for, AJ.
Yeah.
Keep building the rest of your team. All right.
They're a mess.
They are.
And now Joe Thomas, there's uncertainty if Joe Thomas is ever going to play again.
Yeah.
Which is sad. That dude's one of the greats.
It is.
But,
yeah, and the other thing I'll throw out there is that I think I was wrong about Hugh Jackson. I just don't think he can coach.
Well, listen, the basket's not exactly filled with great groceries. You can't always blame the chef.
No,
the chef
really,
the rotten groceries.
Going in, you had one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, and they haven't looked good. You don't have a quarterback, but okay. Defensively, Garrett was hurt a little early, but you've got players over there.
Yeah.
They're not bad on defense. At some point, I don't know. All right, a lot more to get to. Pissed off Brown fans. Stop beating it down. We know we suck. Yeah, but you know what? Just because you're a Browns fan here, there's a lot of other people in this city who are kind of curious about it.
A lot of other people want to crap on your team. Just take it.
Enjoy it. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.